We try to run away from it, but it's impossible. Bald Man Anthem. You're laughing. Yeah. It has us in a chokehold, though. It has us in a chokehold.
Deanna's done that thing, and I'm really happy, man. The confidence I'm instilling in bald men. Yeah.
They love better. And he's out there saying, yo, it was a bald man. It's a conversation.
It is. It really now is. I'm looking for a bald man.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Ooh. All right.
Yeah.
So you, Bian, you're changing lives out here. Bian and Aaron, you're changing lives. Check out Bald Man Anthem and check out his project, Bald Men Love Better. Before that, we had Wanja Wahoro with Built For You, a beautiful, beautiful track. Remember, only one of these two tracks can come back. I have absolutely no idea who's coming back, but I do know that you control the voting. So thank you so very, very much. I want to thank you for listening in this morning as well. Jaroge Wangui Wathuku, you say you're already tuned in and listening in. The lights had gone out for a few, but back now and listening. Kelly Bendry, you're listening in from Nakuru. Thank you so much. You say it's been a very long time since I tuned in. Machiavellian, you're tuned in from Githunguri, Kiambu, as always. Alex Amondi, you say, lovely to be in. Good morning. Wangoi, Wangoi, you say you are so happy to see that Nishinsky's trending. And I don't know where that sound is from, but okay. you're happy to see that Nishinsky is trending. And shout out to our Kenyan artist is the hashtag. Listen, we got to support our artists the same way we support our athletes. I'm never going to tire of saying that. And like I said, I'm so proud of you because your support means that right now we are choosing our artists. We are giving love to our artists. We're streaming their projects. We're checking them out. Whatever it is, there's something for everybody. And on the show, as I've said, the last couple of weeks, you know, I've been putting a series on the artists who've been nominated for the AFRIMA Awards that could play on the show. Please vote for them. If there are artists who are not on the show who've been nominated, please vote for them as well. We got to support our artists. Joining me is the beautiful and very joyful Joy in studio, Joy Biretch.
Yes.
Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay. I'm so worried about saying mispronunciation.
Especially Biretch. I do get that a
lot. I don't know if it's it's all right. There we go.
I got it right.
I'm a happy kid. Joy, it's such a pleasure to be in studio this gloomy Sunday morning. You're here to cheer us up and to bring some joy. I'm gonna keep using that because it's right in front of me.
Thank you.
Bring us joy this morning. Let's get started with how you got started.
Right. Where to begin?
Well, there's you know, as a child, did you, maybe I can make it a little easier. As a child, were you exposed to music? Were your parents musicians, grandparents? Did you pick up an instrument?
Yes. When I was young, I was really into music. My dad, especially. Mm-hmm. I think he's a big influence in how I started. So he would play really classic songs and people like Celine Dion and Kina Whitney and Kina Michael, and I remember we used to have a whole MP3 player CDs of just those artists, and I would vibe to them all the time. That's when I really fell in love with music, and but at the time it was just fun, you know. It was just fun. I'm a small town girl. I come from the village we call Nandi County.
It's okay. Shout out to Nandi County.
Called Kapsabet.
You're from Kapsabet?
Yes.
All right. So shout out to Kapsabet in Nandi County. I hope we have some people listening this morning.
I hope so. Uh-huh. Yeah, so that's how it is. And then I just went to school normal. I was in school choir in primary school, and also I joined a group in high school, but it wasn't serious. It was still a hobby. It's just something I enjoyed to do. I didn't really think much of it. And when I was in campus, that's when it actually hit me. When I'm going to class and going to, I did public health in Kenyatta University.
All right, you need to stop for me. What university now?
Kenyatta.
You did public health.
Yeah.
So you know what we needed to do during this pandemic.
Yes.
Because you studied public health. But you're in my studio. No, it shocked all of us. I need us to understand that we have a public health, could have been a public health official.
Yeah. A public health officer.
Officer.
It's called officer? Yeah.
Okay. So public health officer from public health. And you know, it's not easy.
Yeah.
Right? Because you, yeah. So she's really clever. And now she's playing music. Okay, go on. I needed to. That was my brain. Just okay. had to stop there from public health to music. What was that like?
I just realized this is not something I'm really passionate about. I might have just gotten the chance to do it, and I just did because I didn't know what else I want to do. So nilijipata tu nina land hapo, you know. Umemaliza chuo, nikaitwa na NEC, ukaenda, just like that, you know. It's not like
NEC?
I was the Kenya National Examination Council. It's the ones.
No. It was official that you were going for public health. Okay.
So I think that's the board that helps you choose the courses that you're going to do in uni and yeah, all that thing. And I was in regular because I got a B+ in my KCSE. So it was just regular joining. So that's what I did. And when I got to third year, it's when I realized this is not really what I'm passionate about. I didn't enjoy it as much. So I tried other things. I tried to venture into music. And also at that time, I was just, you know, campo is so confusing and so messy. And we are young and wild and free. And you're trying to find your space. So I fell in love with music again. And this time, Sasa, I took it more seriously. I started writing more and intentionally. And then, yeah, I did something crazy when I was in third year. I deferred because I just wasn't feeling it anymore. And I wasn't in the right headspace. And I felt like I just had to do something for myself, at least just to get my spirit back. So I deferred from Campo when I was in third year, the second semester, and I didn't pay the school fees, and I didn't tell my parents.
Had they sent you the school fees?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, normal. They send me, I go pay classes, blah, 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 but this time I didn't. So what I did, I took that money, and I paid for Sauti Academy. I enrolled to Sauti Academy because I wanted to learn more about writing and music, and with zero background and everything, I just needed a clean slate, you know, just start afresh. So I did that, and then I didn't tell my parents until it was too late so that they won't stop me or do anything. So they just had to accept that this is what I wanted to do for now. And see na ubaya na nini, I just want to do this and I'm passionate about it. So that was really hard, even for my parents, even for me, just for them to come around the idea that their daughter doesn't want to do public health. She doesn't want to work like, she wants to be an artist. No one in our family, no one at gym sani at a moja.
Uko kapsa bet wakuna wasani?
Wako, but
but not at your level, not having to go to school for it.
Oh, maybe wale locals when you're named by Kale, you know, those local artists who do really, really well, by the way. And my Kale is terrible, so that cannot be me, and that's not my style. I'm more of a soulful, neo person, singing about a lot of feelings. And yeah, it's just not the space for me. So I did that, and my parents, They came around eventually when I joined Sasa Sauti Academy. I put school aside for a while, and I joined Sauti Academy, and Sasa gave me a lot of opportunities. I met there's this band called Afrique. They're amazing. I don't know if you've heard of them.
They have
dope music out there. I met Sedo, the producer, and that's when I got to work with him on that album of Wahoo's. And it just opened doors. It just showed me, even with zero experience in this thing, if you really put your heart out there and you go for it, doors just open and God just, you know, comes through. So that really encouraged me a lot, and I haven't looked back since.
So interesting to hear about your journey, Joy. I have two more questions.
Mm-hmm.
My first, well, this one is sort of like a comment, and then I'm going to go into the question. Would you say that music is then your life?
It is now.
It is now.
It is definitely is now. And I didn't understand really how much I had changed lanes. You know, I just thought I'd just jump in and then I'll just cheza kwa fence here. I can go here and go there. But I've really changed lanes completely. And it's like I'm starting afresh from how I see myself, how I see life, how I want to do things. It has made me more aware of what I want to do and which direction I want to take. And that's all because I just decided to just do what I loved, simply, which is music. And I found my love for mental health and things that really affect me and I want to speak about. I want to embrace in my music and maybe even, you know, inspire somebody or help somebody out there who might have been going through the same things I was going through in Campo, but I didn't have anyone or something to relate to, you know. Just bring these people closer to home, bring us closer to home, bring this kind of music closer to home, and hopefully it can, you know, help somebody out there the way it has helped me.
I think you've just answered a question I was going to ask, which was about mental health and music and how it has healed you, which is great because music does indeed heal. Remember that if you're going through any challenges and you need some help and someone to speak to, you've heard from a musician who has been through it herself. Music does help, but you can also bonga on bonga.or.ke. Be sure to speak up. And most importantly, take care of your mental and emotional wellness. It's really, really important. There's certain things that you could do for yourself to help you get to help you feel a certain way and not just get overwhelmed or have intrusive thoughts constantly coming your way. Joy, my last question is, and this was like an observation as I was researching on you. Right. I noticed that you're heavy on TikTok, and one of the hashtags that I noticed in almost all your TikToks was songwriters of TikTok.
Yeah.
And you post your music a lot of TikTok. I think what I would like to know before we get you started and get you going is, have you received traction? Have you received people discovering you in this way and feedback?
Yeah.
Okay. You use TikTok and Instagram a lot.
I do. Well, this just came about when COVID hit and we didn't have anything to do. Mm-hmm. No shows, no anything to put yourself out there. So you are in the house and you write songs and they're not going anywhere. I'm just doing it because it's something I enjoy to do. And when I'm feeling sad or feeling anxious or some type of way, I just put it in a song. Maybe it helps me understand myself better and how I feel. So my brother was like, you're doing all this and you're not even posting. You're not even doing anything. These songs are just going to die here and no one will ever get to hear them.
And you know, you used up your school fees back in the day for this.
For you to just sit and waste your songs like that. And I was like, yeah, okay, cool. Maybe I'll try. So I started posting and I didn't think much of it, but I really got a lot of traction and a lot of messages, people telling me they can relate. Oh, you know, this, nini. Oh, I have a story, somebody. Yani, apparently, when you share when you open yourself up, you find that you're not alone. You know, muko wengi, in fact.
That's true.
Kidani hapa, I'm alone in this and I'm the only one going through it. It's really not true. Everyone is going through it. There's just people show it in different ways. So the constant feedback from people just encouraging me and be like, I love your songs. Ukiomokanta sema I used to know you. and these things, they just make me happy and they make me feel like I'm actually doing something. So it has really helped me grow. And I'm now learning to, I'm building it from scratch, from the, pole pole to one follower at a time, one fan at a time, just letting people get to know who I am and what I'm about. And
All right. Well, from taking, from utilizing her school fees to pay for music college, we're going to hear what this turned around to be with none other than Joy Biretch, who's my guest on the lounge this morning. So get ready for her. She is just about to play.
Right.
The Lounge with Chow. Neo Soul only.
Okay, so this song I'm going to sing, the first song I'm going to sing is called Sunshine. And I wrote it to myself because in the topic of mental health, I just, I was trying to tell myself, you know, most of the time we put ourselves down and we don't encourage ourselves much. I even told this to my brother yesterday. I mean, we punish ourselves a lot. You do something wrong and then I don't know if that happens to you, but you feel like, you don't deserve this. You know, you went wrong somewhere and you hold a lot of guilt in your heart and it hinders you from seeing a lot of things, a lot of possibilities that can come in your life if you just you know, learn to be kinder to yourself, love yourself more, be like, okay, Joy, you know, relax. You're doing great. That tap on the shoulder and be like, you know what? You have done this. You have achieved this. No matter how small it is, it's yours. Take it and don't compare yourself to people and things like that. So, yeah, I was just telling myself that I'm a ray of sunshine. And I hope that you feel it too, so that you know you're a ray of sunshine as well. So this one's called Sunshine. Sunshine, there's nothing like you do. Daylight feels better with you. You've been shining, yeah, like a star. Conversations, you open my eyes. I see love in your eyes. Angel in disguise. No one can love you like I do. No one can love you like I do. Omenitosha. I see love in your eyes. Angel in disguise. No one can love you like I do. No one can love you like I do. You've been raging over your course. Don't know where or who you belong to. I see love in your eyes. Angel in disguise. No one can love you like I do. No one can love you like I do. Omenitosha. Omenitosha. I see love in your eyes. Angel in disguise. No one can love you like I do. No one can love you like I do. No one can love you like I do. Ooh, no one can love you like I do. Ooh, many tosha. No one can love you like I do. Yeah, so that's Sunshine. The message I want you to get from that song is that love yourself, and you're enough for yourself, and you don't have to be anything else. You just have to be yourself, and everything is always going to work out. Yeah. So, next up, I'm going to switch it up. Nipeleke kwa mapenzi ya mtu. I wrote this song for a guy. I feel like I'm an Aries, by the way. My sign is an Aries, so I'm fire, you know. I breathe fire sometimes. And I think I met someone who's kind of the same, so we complement each other, but at the same time, kama muko the same, kuna mta clash. Muki get along, mna get along. Muki clash pia mna clash, because you're thinking the same, you're doing everything the same, and it's amazing sometimes, you know, most of the time. So this one is called Fire on Fire. Sunshine. No, sorry. Niko na swali for you. If I jump, would you jump too? Can we stand the test of time? Niko na swali for you. Nikizama, would you come for me? Rescue me, save me. fire on fire. My greatest desire. We argue, I hate you, I love you and I love it. Ooh, fire meets fire. Ooh, my desire. Just hold me closer now and don't let me down. I'll hold you closer now, I won't let you down. You say I'm crazy, I say you're cruel. Deep down I know ain't no better than you. Could it get better than this? Ecstatic feeling of bliss. Dancing in the dark with you. Counting all the stars and dews. Nothing could compare to you. Fire on fire. My greatest desire. We argue, I hate you, I love you and I love it. Oh, I love it. Ooh, fire meets fire. Ooh, my desire. Don't let me down. I'll hold you closer now, I won't let you down. No, no. I won't let you down.
Beautiful. And unfortunately, we have come to the end of the show.
Oh my God.
I know. How does this work? Like, we're having such a great time having a conversation. But I want to give you I want to let you know who's been listening, who's just come on, just listening as we wrap it up.
Sure.
I have got Igombo, who's just chilling on a Sunday morning with Kamal, Safari King of Popo, and Abdura Haulat from Kenya Ports Authority in Mombasa. So I think you just made some guys at the Kenya Ports Authority really happy.
And
you
happy.
Told them from Capsabet to the world.
Oh, yes, most definitely. Capsabet.
So thank you. Thank you so much, Igombo, Kamal, Safari King of Popo, and Abdura Haulat, listening in from KPA, Kenya Ports Authority, this morning. I really appreciate it. Also listening in, and just, you know, like I said, Kelly's listening in from Nakuru. I've got Kelly listening in, and a host, the whole Tribe Capsule Fem, also listening in. It's a group who just kind of tune in and you know, support
Thank you so much.
And they're laughing at me because I had no idea what neck was. Catherine on the studio WhatsApp line. Okay. Aleki also laughing. Okay, I'm going to respond to you guys. Well done, Halif, also listening in. Lulu, you say you're listening in and just chilling. And Spikes and Japrof also listening in. I have got Harun, who's listening in from Molo. He says, so if you're new to this, Harun is our listener in Molo. Okay. And the reason it's cloudy in Nairobi is because they stole the sun in Molo. I don't know. You know, that's on the way to Capsabet, right?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Mm. So I don't know. Maybe you are mahali.
Mazi. What would
so,
you say?
It's coming back. So once we start to see it that's sunny here, it means that in Molo, it's starting to, you know, cool down a little bit. Like you cooled us down and warmed us up with your music.
Yeah,
we're going to be following you. How do we get a hold of you real quick?
Just before I say where to find me. I have an EP.
Okay.
I have recorded with Mastermaid, and it's coming out early next year. And I'm your girl is struggling financially, man, and I just need the support to just push this project as far as I can, because I've really invested a lot in it. The whole year I've been recording, I've been trying to find working with these people, and I did get the chance, and I have done an EP with them, and I'm asking for support from anyone who's willing to even sponsor a video or something. I'll just be super grateful, because I have really amazing music. I have a lot of songs, a lot of music out there. I just need the support, and also the fans, you know, just follow me on social media. Yeah, show me your love, and imagine that's all I need. I just need love. Oh my God.
She's like, oh my God. From Capsabek to the world, that's Joy Birech on the lounge this morning.
So you can find me on Instagram, Miss Birech, that is MS_BIRECH. On Twitter, Mindo Birech, that is MINDO_BIRECH. And where else? Oh, Facebook is the same, Miss Birech. Yeah, you can find me anywhere, really. Just DM me, or, you know, we can work something out.
And on TikTok,
and I'm
too.
A songwriter, so if you need someone to write you a song any occasion, you know, I got you.
Do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Like I said, from Capsabet to the world, Joy Birech on the lounge this morning. Thank you so much for sharing
your
story.
Me.
And, of course, I think you brought the sun out with your music, too.
Hallelujah.
Yay! I'm going to ask you to stand but not leave, so that you could see how the news is read.
Okay.
Because she can't sing the news, so. Well, I mean, you know, I can't read the news, and I can't sing, so it's fine. It's fair, spare.
Right?
So we're doing that quick. We're doing that quick changeover. Thank you so much for keeping me company. I will catch up with you on the socials, and I'll post something from Ms. Birech from Capsabet to the world. I love that. From Capsabet to the world. All right. I got to go right now. God bless you. Take care. We got Capital FM throughout the day. Remember, there is Football Sundays coming up, the Gospel Tracks, Soul Groove, One Love with DJ Roz Luigi. And, of course, Capital Jazz Club. They've got a very important guest coming in, so be sure to tune in. Take great care of yourself. God bless you. And ciao.